560 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your regular Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today with commentary from my in-studio guests, we'll be examining a variety of subjects, including some very good news regarding the improving status of the Santa Fe real estate market. And, of course, we invite you to join in the dialogue today here on Talk 1260 KTRC by emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments, and sending your message to rpost@sfrp.com. And now that we are well into spring, I suspect that many of you are considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home. So if that's the case, I suggest you seek help by checking out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show. I also want to invite you to help Santa Fe Equi Stars, a nonprofit organization dedicated to therapeutic riding and equine-related activities for those with special physical, emotional, and cognitive needs. Now, through next weekend, every reservation made on behalf of Equi Stars at Vanessi Restaurant will produce a donation to the organization, so make a reservation this week at Vanessi Restaurant on behalf of Equi Stars. I also want to again thank all the listeners who joined us on April 4th for the inaugural 2010 remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, which we staged from the deck of the Bavarian Restaurant located off of Route 150 in the Taos Ski Valley. So for those who didn't have a chance to tour the award-winning Bavarian Chalets that day, please call for information on these fabulous vacation properties at 690-0900. That's 690-0900. We have a bunch of broadcasts of the show that we're going to be booking through the fall in a remote location, and you can join me for the next one on May 9th at the Convention Center for the Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show, and one of my in-studio guests today is going to be joining me for that event, so I'm going to tease you a little bit about that. So let's get right into the show with a couple of minutes of State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, I know that you and Steve are going to talk about the team approach to real estate transactions, and as a mortgage lender, I'm part of that team as well. You know, we live in an experience economy. Our brands, your brand and every other realtor in Santa Fe is a brand, are based upon the experience of that brand. For example, you can look at the iPod or the iPhone, and there's no real new technology in either one of those products. It's basically the experience of those products that make them so popular. And your experience is enhanced by every positive, your brand is enhanced by every positive experience that you can deliver to your clients on each transaction.
Mm-hmm.
If the experience is good, your brand goes up. Your brand equity goes up. If the experience isn't so good, well, then it may go down. And it behooves a realtor to put together the best team they can possibly put together to provide a positive experience. I know that the rule is to provide a name of vendors to a potential client. I wouldn't do that personally because unless I had a very deep and positive relationship with each one of those lenders, because I want to know that each one of them is going to provide the experience that I as a realtor can provide. So I know that I provide a service. It can be good, it can be bad, it can be mediocre. But it's, from my point of view, my experience, the experience that I provide to a client and to the transaction is about communication and follow through and understanding that each transaction is important. Whether it's $500,000 or $5 million, it's a lot of money. And I never, ever take that lightly. I would never turn my experience over to a loan processor or to an assistant, because I want to know that I'm providing the best experience possible. So when a realtor is making a choice of putting together a team, I think it's really important that they find a lender and a title company and other people who are part of that experience who they know will work as hard and as tirelessly to provide the positive experience throughout the whole transaction.
Well, as always, excellent counsel, Andrew, and we are all about the team here today. And we're delighted that you are part of the All Things Real Estate team. And you're absolutely right. I think everybody approaches this differently. Some people do, in fact, offer several names of competent people that they've worked with over the years so that they give their clients the opportunity to choose from that list and develop that chemistry. But you're absolutely right that you as a broker, you as a mortgage lender, you as a title insurance specialist, need to make sure you know who your team players are and work cautiously and carefully with them. So, Andrew, I'm glad you're part of the team. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of teams, I want to welcome Steve Rehman, Santa Fe Area Manager, and Paige Moffitt, Escrow Officer with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, one of New Mexico's most highly regarded title insurance companies. Today, Steve, Paige, and I are going to touch on a variety of very timely real estate issues. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And I guess maybe, Steve, with your permission, Mr. Rehman has been on the show on countless occasions. He was actually the very first guest I had on All Things Real Estate almost a year ago.
And I got invited back.
And you got invited back at least a couple of times, and I think you'll probably continue doing that. But people know about you, your reputation, but they may not know about your colleague who you brought with you today, Paige Moffitt. Paige is well-known in the community, but talk a little bit, Paige, about why you are here in Santa Fe, why you're at Fidelity National Title. And I should also add that you are a lawyer, so why are you a title insurance person and not a lawyer practicing?
Those are good questions, Ray. I came to Santa Fe because who wouldn't want to live in Santa Fe? I went to law school out in California and then practiced law in Georgia for about 7 years and kept wanting to get back west, and Santa Fe was the place to come. So love the hiking, love the weather, love the people, and got involved in real estate because it was just a natural kind of progression from the law that I was practicing in Georgia. It just seemed like the right thing to do at the right time. The market was really good when I got into real estate, and I have my qualifying broker's license. So I did that and have my own company, but not currently using much in that area. Just decided to get into title, and I feel just thrilled to be with Fidelity.
Well, and the company has such a great reputation, and you happen to be working with someone in this community, Steve Rehman, who's so well respected and so well known.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is a love fest right here. But
it is.
But I really want to. We were talking about it in the green room before we started the show. Not to disparage the practice of law, because there are a lot of good lawyers out there. But why did you personally decide to do title insurance work instead of actually continue practicing law?
Well, I love real estate, and I love people, and I think this industry is all about relationships and how you can build on those. And I like that you can continue to work with the same people over and over. You provide a service, and you do your job the best that you can do it, and you're going to have more and more transactions with people and build relationships that it's really nice compared to perhaps in law. You may only have one transaction, and it's over. You solve that issue, and you're done.
Right.
So I really like, in real estate, just building on those relationships. There's a lot of great people in our real estate community.
And Mr. Rehman, how do you like working with Ms. Moffitt?
Oh, we just love having her aboard. All of our closing officers do a great job, and she obviously complements our group in a very positive way. She's a problem solver looking to create win-win scenarios for people rather than perhaps a contentious situation practicing law. So she fits in very well with a real good team that we already have, but we are talking about building positive relationships, win-win scenarios, happy sellers, happy buyers, and people moving forward in their lives. So she's added quite a bit, and just her smile is enough to bring us all up every day.
Well, I'm sure it is for the buyers that come through that door at Fidelity National Title Insurance Company as well. We're going to drill down in a lot of conversation today about the process, some good news on the real estate market front, talk a little bit about some new federal programs that are enhancing the loan modification program. So we have a lot of stuff here and never enough time. We've got about 2 minutes before we have to take a break here. Steve, why don't you give me, I always like to ask you because you have your finger on the pulse, what's your view about where the Santa Fe real estate market is? We had some great headlines about a week ago about how it's perking up, but what's your personal opinion?
It's hot, 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 Ray. We've in the past couple of weeks, we've seen backup offers being placed on properties where typically folks were straining for one offer, and now we've seen some backup offers. I personally have a couple of files on my desk there. The buyers and sellers went under contract in under 35 days. Mm-hmm. The sellers have gotten a little more reasonable in pricing, a little more realistic in terms of not their own value in the home, but just what the home will bring in this market. And so some of the pricing has gotten a little more realistic. The buyers have gone through the scared, stiff 2009 scenario. And now into 2010, it's like, okay, we better move forward with our lives. And so seeing a lot of properties under contract, Fidelity Title Santa Fe, Team Santa Fe had our biggest month last month. We're thrilled with that. Mm-hmm. And building really good inventory for the upcoming couple of months, which and you just talked to real estate brokers themselves. Mm-hmm. Showings are up. Contracts are up. We're into a good spring here. It's a very refreshing market right now.
Well, it is, and certainly for us at Santa Fe Realty Partners, we are seeing a huge increase in the number of contracts that are coming in the door. And just to quantify this, sales in the first quarter of this year over last were up 16%, both in the county and the city. And the median price in the city actually increased for single-family homes from $308,000 on average to $464,000. Wow. Also, the high-end market showed its best improvement in 2 years in the last quarter. And as you said, sellers are becoming much more realistic about pricing their properties. We finally got the memorandum that came down. And last piece of statistics before we go into break here is the Commerce Department reports that nationally the pace of new construction rose roughly 2% from February to March. And a very good gauge of future activity are building permits, and they were nationally up by 7.5% in the first quarter of this last quarter, which is actually the highest level since October of 2008. Now, Santa Fe needs to catch up a little bit on that, but nationally that's a good sign for everybody. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Steve Rieman and Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company.
You're calling and saying, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And today I'm joined in the studio by Steve Rieman, Santa Fe Area Manager, and Paige Moffitt, Escrow Officer with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, time permitting. But before we go back into that, I also want to encourage you to check out some of the featured homes offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full-page ad in today's Santa Fe, New Mexican, you'll find information on properties in the historic east side of the city. You can also go to the homepage of our website, www.sfrp.com, for more information and lots of pretty pictures of these very special featured properties. Steve Rieman, before we go back into our conversation, you've got an offer for the listeners.
I do, since we always like to do this. We have a $30 gift certificate to the restaurant known as Vinaigrette, which
great
is great salads. Mm-hmm. It's a fun place. Mm-hmm. And we need someone to call in today with the very first year that Earth Day was celebrated in the United States,
which is very timely. And the number to call is 473-5722. So
What was the first year that we celebrated Earth Day in the United States?
The very first person that calls in is going to get a Vinaigrette gift certificate. Great restaurant. So call in at 473-5722. While we wait for the phone to ring off the hook here, let's go back into our conversation about, you want to talk about a little bit about the building permit issue I mentioned in the last segment.
It's very interesting. You know, we're seeing a A lot of activity throughout the real estate market. And as you say, even the high end in Santa Fe has shown some percolating lately. Have a cash contract in just the other day from a very famous songwriter out in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
And it just goes to show you that Santa Fe is still a very desirable place.
Yes.
And for those people that are economically in a situation to be able to move, they're still coming here. So we're excited to see that.
Yeah.
Also seen a couple of building contracts, construction contracts between the builder and homeowners to build some new homes here in town this week. It's just very encouraging that each of the various segments of the industry start to show a little enthusiasm,
uh-huh.
and the next thing you know, we're off to running to a great spring and a great summer.
I want to go back for a moment, and that's absolutely great news, and this is all about great news today. Really, we have no bad news for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We actually cut out some thoughts, parts of the show that we thought were going to be bad news, so we're not going to talk about them anymore. But I want to go back to Paige for a moment. Paige Moffitt, escrow officer. Sounds like a very serious position.
It's very serious.
Well, talk for a moment for the listeners. You know, everybody's done transactions, but for someone who maybe a first-time home buyer that's never sat across a table from an escrow officer, what is it that you do in a settlement?
Essentially, you're the go-between. You're explaining to them the process that they're in, which they may not realize what they're doing. They may not know, what do I need to pay attention to? You explain all the documents to them. You explain why the fees are what they are. And you just are basically the person in the middle, the neutral party, helping them make their deal happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I guess in this situation, because it's different by jurisdiction, but actually in this case, you represent the process.
Right.
Not necessarily the buyer, not necessarily the seller. You're representing the process, correct?
Independent, exactly,
yeah.
Objective.
So both parties have confidence in you, they have to, knowing that you're going to be able to cross all the T's and dot all the I's correctly on their behalf.
Right. You do play an important role. You're the element that's going to make sure this deal does close. You know, you don't want anything on your end to be the reason why it doesn't close.
Okay, guess what? That was a very good answer to that question, but we have a winner, I think, here. We have Eric on the line. Good afternoon, Eric. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
We're doing fine, and now you were given the opportunity to come in with the correct date, the first date, the first year that Earth Day began in this country, and with this correct answer, the drum roll is now behind you. It's going to be a free gift certificate to a restaurant here in town. What's the answer?
It's April 22nd, 1970.
Absolutely.
Well,
cool. Very good.
Good to you, Eric.
Eric, since we have you on the line, we always like to ask our folks who call in, tell us a little bit about your own real estate situation. Are you a owner, a renter? Do you live in town or what?
I live in town and I work in town. I got an office condo that I own over on Camino Escondido.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a home that I rent in Soli Lomas.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been here?
Oh, 1989.
Wow.
So you're coming,
You must love this place a lot then, right?
Oh, love it. I was in New England and lived in a little town called Sturbridge, a wonderful place, but Santa Fe is...
Is that in Massachusetts or Vermont?
Yes, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts, right on. Steve Riemann, Eric's won his prize. Do you have anything to say to this fine gentleman?
Other than congratulations and enjoy your lunch. Thanks for listening to the show, by the way, and we hope you get something out of it each week.
Enjoy it. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Very much. Actually, this is the first time I've listened, so I'm delighted to...
Wow. First time listening, and you win a prize. See, this happens every week, Eric.
So, that's something. Oh, man.
So tune in every week. And I know that Steve Riemann, we've got your phone number here. Steve will get back to you and actually work out the coordination on your gift certificate, okay?
Oh, that's just great.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much, Eric. And I'll tell you what, Geno Thompson, we have reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week. That is brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week we're going to be discussing every buyer's worst nightmare, at least in past scenarios, and that is what happens if a lender refuses to fund a loan on the day you're supposed to close on the purchase of a new home. Well, let's see now. Melanie McGilvery, attorney with Reuben Katz Law Firm, believes it's important to include a carefully drafted contingency in a purchase agreement so that a buyer is protected in the event their lender does not fund the loan. Even though a lender may provide a buyer with a standard financing approval letter, such letters sometimes allow the lender to make funding of the loan contingent upon certain conditions. Essentially, this means that the lender, in its sole discretion, may choose to not fund the buyer's loan. And on a rare occasion, the buyer may not learn about this lender decision until the day of closing or just prior to closing, when it's actually too late to seek alternate financing. Now, attorney Melanie McGilvery recommends that all purchase agreements contain language, or that a buyer consider having this language to meet this particular situation, because without such language, a buyer could have a time-consuming and costly dispute with a seller, risk losing their earnest money deposit, or may be liable for moving expenses or other costs incurred by the seller to vacate the property being purchased. So the bottom line is, work with your broker to build contingency plans and a realistic expectation of closing occurrences. Thanks to Melanie McGilvery for providing us with a useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding home loan buyer protection, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio show icon and look for the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Okay, Gino, I think we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Steve Riemann and Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title.
NFA's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we are drilling down on a number of issues associated with how good the market is. And I have Steve Riemann and Paige Moffitt from Fidelity National Title Insurance, Fidelity National Title Insurance Company with me in the studio today. But before we go back into our conversation, I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home, updating the one that you're in, converting your garage into living space, or building a guest house? Now, choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019. For your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all their custom home building services. Before I go back into my conversation with Steve and Paige, we actually, Gino, are up to a different segment, and what I want to say here is that water damage is the Trojan horse of the insurance industry. It's stealthy in how it enters the home and spreads rapidly. It's rarely top of mind with home buyers, yet it ranks as one of the leading causes of loss in terms of frequency and severity. This week I spoke with Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President with Hub International, regarding ways that homeowners can address this issue. Let's take a listen to what she shared with me from her vantage point as a home insurance professional.
You know, Ray, the single best way to help prevent water damage caused by plumbing problems or appliance failure is to install a whole home active leak detection system. These systems are installed on the water main coming into the home and can instantly shut off the water if the system detects a slow leak or an explosive discharge. These systems can also be programmed to easily close down a vacation home and not interrupt with specific types of extensive water use, such as lawn sprinklers or long showers.
Okay, Robin, are there specific types of home water detection systems that homeowners should know about?
Ray, there are indeed a few systems we recommend that homeowners explore. First is the leak detection system. This is new technology that uses strategically placed water sensors, which are electronically tied to a shutoff valve on your main water line. When a sensor is activated due to a leaking pipe or appliance, the shutoff valve closes and prevents any additional water flow. A second type of system is a water flow system. This can be installed on your home's main water line. The sensor is programmed to allow continuous water flow based on your water needs during any given time. If the flow of water exceeds the programmed amount of time, a valve will close and stop the water. These sensors can be programmed for varying water times, depending on whether you're at home or maybe away from the home for extended period. Finally, there is a low temperature sensor system. This is tied into a centrally monitored alarm system. It is a terrific system for a seasonal home or maybe one that's located in a cold climate. These systems can detect even small amounts of water and can be wired to a centrally monitored alarm system that will send a signal to notify you in the event of a leak. And the good news about all these systems? You may also be entitled to receive a discount on your insurance premium.
As always, very good insurance advice, Robin. If you have your own questions regarding home water detection systems or any other insurance-related matter, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to Robin Schritter and her colleagues at Hub International. Okay, welcome back live here on All Things Real Estate. That was very good counsel from Robin Schritter about the importance of considering installation of water detection systems in your home. So let's go back to our conversation with Steve Riemann and Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. I think, Steve, you wanted to, because we do have an email question here, we're going to get to in a second, but you wanted to go back to the legal commentary for a moment and talk.
Yeah, I did. It's really important that both buyers and sellers work very diligently with their real estate brokers to make sure that their expectations, their knowledge of the process is set from the very beginning. The dilemma that Melanie McGilvery raised, and our regrets go to Melanie. I understand she lost a family member this week, so we remember her and her husband. The expectations have to be known going in. For instance, the scenario that Melanie gave, quite traumatic. Frankly, I haven't seen it in 4 or 5 months where lenders were completely refusing to fund loans. There are certain occasions, though, where funding can be delayed. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's an additional employment verification that needs to be done or verification of funds to close. The condo rules may need to be looked at one more time. Mm-hmm. So there can be some circumstances that can delay closing. But I think if people are working really well with their brokers, understanding the process, and have a reasonable expectation that, yes, this may delay a day or two, and they're prepared for that, both intellectually as well as contractually, then it should be in good shape. We haven't seen a lender refuse, flat out refuse, or non-fund a loan in several months, and I don't want to make it seem like this is a fairly frequent occurrence, because it's not.
Yeah, and Paige, from your standpoint, you were speaking to it and this issue that Steve just talked about of the team approach to it, and Andrew Hoffman alluded to it at the beginning of the show. You do this on a regular basis with your clients, right?
Oh, absolutely. And when you do come up with a scenario where things may be delayed a day, you know, you do your part. Everybody works together to make sure that you have the information you need to get it done.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe, correct me if you're wrong, but from my perspective as a broker, the reality is, because the market has gotten a lot harder in the last couple of years, is that if you want to survive in this market, if you want to continue to have a living, then that it sort of begs the question of why not work more closely together with your clients, buyer, seller, whoever it may be, but also the team players, the lender, the title insurance company. I mean, it just makes common sense, aside from the fact that the federal government and other entities are creating scenarios to make that work more so. But doesn't this make sense to you, Steve?
Oh, absolutely does. And Ray, we've been the benefactor of that. We're really grateful. A lot of folks, we've seen a lot of business shifting over to Fidelity Title because of our expertise, because of our tools, and our opportunities to bring things to the table that perhaps some other title companies don't. But as people get into this tougher market with all the regulations that we've talked about on other shows, all the difficulties, you really do need a top-notch team. People are allying with us, and we're able to ally with them so that, as Paige says, we're all in this together, we're all informed, we're all working in the same direction, and the transaction comes together like it should.
Apropos of that, we received an email from Bonnie. And, Bonnie, we actually had a chance to sort of review this. Question is, hi, Ray, does Steve or Paige think it's realistic that I can settle by June 30th if I don't make an offer on a home until June 1st? I have some personal reasons for not doing an offer before that date, but I want to take advantage of the first-time home buyer's tax credit. Bonnie, there's good news, bad news here, and I'm going to let Paige talk about this from her perspective, but the bad news is that you have to make an offer by the 30th of April under federal law in order to take advantage of the first-time home buyer's tax credit. If you are indeed a first-time home buyer, you can also get $6,500 if you're a move-up buyer, but you have to make that offer. So I think maybe Paige has a suggestion for you, Bonnie, about how you can meet that obligation, and let's talk about it.
Well, you're right, Ray. If the offer's not made before April 30th, then you're not going to be able to take advantage, Bonnie, of that first-time home buyer's credit. However, if it's not imperative to close by the 30th of June, then you can make the offer by June 1st, and it doesn't have to close by June 30th. You can take longer if you need to. But
if you don't want to get the first-time home buyer
exactly.
tax credit, right.
But that's the key.
That's the key $8,000.
Exactly.
And I think, Steve, you actually maybe, and we have to explore this, and our best recommendation, first of all, stand back, is Bonnie, you should call Steve Reiman and Paige Moffitt at Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Give your phone number real quickly.
995-8800. And Paige and I actually off the air and would prefer to stay off the air with this mm-hmm. discussion
mm-hmm.
Because it's personal advice.
Yeah.
But we do have a couple of solutions I think people
right.
can still take advantage of it, and maybe we can adapt the rules to meet Bonnie's needs.
Bonnie's question actually sort of frames for us a challenge here, and that is that there's so much information out there, and it really she obviously is a first-time home buyer, so she's never gone through this process before. It's daunting. So I think what the reality is, let's go through the steps here. You have to make an offer by the 30th of April to take advantage of the first-time $8,000 first-time home buyer's tax credit. You can settle by the 30th of June under this scenario and still take advantage of that tax credit, but the April 30th is a cutoff date by federal law, and the federal government, Congress, is not going to extend this. This is a lot of information for people to assimilate, and Bonnie was looking at the dates, and unfortunately she's going to have to change her personal plans. So, Steve, what's your general recommendation for people confronting these issues?
Well, first, but I want to add one little asterisk to what you just said, Ray. The first-time homebuyer program was extended to military members.
That's true.
Of the U.S. military.
Exactly right.
Got a
12-month Sorry.
Extension on
yeah.
that. So I just want to add that to the benefit of our veterans.
That's very good.
And
yes,
military.
Thank you.
It is a new game, and it is a much more complex set of circumstances than it was years ago. The process has just been really confused and a bit distorted by some of the federal regulations. This weekend we had a whole group of mortgage brokers in our classroom facility there at Fidelity studying to take their testing, because now real estate brokers are needing to be licensed, which they never were before, which is a great thing, but it's obviously thrown a great deal of education and challenge into the marketplace. We started with the whole concept of team. You've got to surround
okay.
yourself with people that understand that what's going on, that can guide you through the process. It's not an easy navigation anymore. You want to rely on people that communicate with you personally. Taking what is now a complex set of federal regulations and making them understandable to the average consumer is something that we pride ourselves on.
That's right.
And if we can help whittle down all the nuances and make it understandable to folks, then they can navigate through the process and accomplish their goals of a new home.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to that, Paige?
I just wanted to add, one of the things I really do appreciate about Fidelity is that they really do, everyone is a team and works in the creative process of making deals happen. It's one of the things I really think is a standout feature of
mm-hmm.
Fidelity,
mm-hmm.
Just getting everyone involved in the creative process to make it understandable and workable, like Steve said.
Now, we've got about 2 minutes before we take a break here, and we were talking before the show started about a couple of new federal programs, actually one specifically that relates to the loan modification program, HAFA. Maybe let's take a moment here, just in the minute and a half we have, to frame what it is, because it's important to people. So, Steve, you want to talk about, again, this is the Home Affordable Modification Program, but this actually is the Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternative Program called HAFA, which is now available through the federal government.
And for the very first time, we're seeing some structure into the foreclosure avoidance short sale situation. We're seeing some guidelines that the lenders are agreeing to, most of the lenders have agreed to, that are going to put some structure into the scenario, going to put some time frames into the scenario. Now, when you finish your application, these certain lenders that have joined HAFA have agreed to respond within 7 days. as to a potential short sale or foreclosure avoidance, foreclosure alternative program. This structure is going to bring a lot of reliability to the programs that people are facing, and it's going to help those people that are in a distressed situation financially, you know, with their homes, etc. Going to give them some structure to be able to accomplish the process with some real surety, some real goals, and in fact, a $3,000 rebate for those people that have avoided foreclosure, used the HAFA program. There's $3,000 relocation money available to the seller that needs to move from their home.
I'll tell you what, when we come back from our next break, we'll talk a little bit more about the specifics of HAFA to address some questions. And I did receive another email. Obviously, people are listening, and this relates to short sales. So I'll tell you what, Gina, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Steve Riemann and Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company.
KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and by the sound of that music, you know that we've reached our Open House of the Week segment, and today I have one of my colleagues from Santa Fe Realty Partners sitting over in Aldea. I have John Scott on the line. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good, Ray. Thank you.
Well, you know, John, this is, I think, your first time on the Open House of the Week segment. You've got a two-minute period to tell everybody that's listening about the fabulous attributes of 32 East Via Plaza Nueva. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ray, and thanks for having me on your show today. Today's open house is at a very cool 1,800-square-foot townhome located in Aldea de Santa Fe, which is just a short 10-minute drive from downtown and the plaza. This two-story property is listed at $379,000 and is filled with terrific features. When you first walk in, what will catch your eye is the large, open-feeling living room with an extra-high ceiling with vigas, and that leads into the also-generous dining area. Adjacent to that is a very well-designed kitchen that features a stainless refrigerator, stove, and dishwasher. Also on this main floor is a half bath, a nice little laundry room, and there is also a smaller room that works really well as an office, den, or even the third bedroom. Upstairs is really special. First, there's a nice family or guest bedroom, and it has right next to it a full bath with a tiled floor and vanity. But the real showstopper is the master bedroom suite. It's big, 12 by 21 feet, with a sliding glass door out to a deck. The views are killer because you're looking out over an open space area that is walking trails. Now, the bedroom has a nice walk-in closet, and the bath is really big. It includes a shower, a tub, and two separate tiled vanities, and the floor is tiled, too. All the bedrooms are carpeted. The property has one feature very unique, and that on top of the two-stall garage is a large viewing deck, all the better to take in those awesome views. And this property is heated by comfortable and efficient hot water radiant heat and has a good old swamp cooler to keep you cool in the summer. Now, for those that are listening that are unfamiliar with Aldea, it's just west of town off of 599. That's the bypass highway. If you get off at 599 at the La Tierra exit, the same exit as Las Campanas, and take the frontage road south about a mile, you come to the main entrance to Aldea. Follow my signs, the open house signs, to East Via Plaza Nueva to number 32. Aldea is a great neighborhood with over 300 homes already sold and a wide price range. And, Ray, the views are the best part of Aldea, as you know. Every direction you look is awe-inspiring, west of the Jemez and Los Alamos, south to the Sandias, and, of course, east to the Sangrias. It just doesn't get any better.
Wow. Great job, John. Fabulous property that you're selling today, and you're going to be there from 1 to 3, right?
That's correct, Ray.
And I've had a couple of clients who have bought in Aldea, and they are absolutely tickled to death to be living there. You are one of the specialists in Aldea. You actually are one of the brokers of Santa Fe Realty Partners that works out of our Aldea office. So I know this is a special property. Listen, I hope that the buyer is on his or her way there, and I wish you a lot of luck this afternoon, okay?
Thanks, Ray. Good show.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Back to my conversation with Steve Riemann and Paige Moffitt.
That was a great promo.
Yeah, he did. He did a great job, John. John, he's wanted to be on the radio show before, but we've never found an opportunity to do it. So I might bring him here because he's got some great jokes he can regale me with.
Oh yeah, and John's a fan of Fidelity National Title, and we are back. So
again, like I said, this is a love fest. Talk about the teamwork that's going on here.
Right.
It just never ends. Gina, we've got about 7 minutes or so, probably. Thereabouts, 8 minutes or so to go on the show here. So, Steve, what do you want to talk about now?
Well, we were talking about some of the programs that are changing for the distressed property scenarios, mm-hmm. short sales, foreclosure folks. Frankly, there's been a lot of homeowners that are sitting on the sidelines, not being sort of threatened by the whole process. It's scary. It's complex. We're talking about their financial situations, the home of their dreams that they've invested in mightily. And there's been a lot of, frankly, denial in the market in terms of people getting in, getting these their equity situations straightened out in their homes and being able to move forward. I think we're starting to see just now not only the resurgence and spring renewal of the market, which is bringing some more buyers in, but we're also getting to a scenario where the feds are starting to give some structure to a short sale situation, whittling it down to where the process is going to be easier, more predictable, more timely. As I mentioned, half a program has a 7-day time frame on it, where the lenders have promised to respond to the folks within 7 days in terms of what offer they will accept or they won't accept. And I think it's going to encourage people to get in and solve the dilemma that they've been in. We also have some new Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac guidelines just came out this past week. I won't go into them in detail, but it will really whittle down the amount of time that is affected by your credit. I know we have a question about that. Mm-hmm. Let's hear our question.
Yeah, Rebecca actually sent an email in. Hi, Ray. I heard that a short sale takes less of a hit on one's credit score than a foreclosure. And the question is that true? And the short answer is yes. And, Steve, you want to continue on that?
Yeah, those are some of the new rules that are just coming out. You know, typically, historically, we all have this sort of set number of 7 in our heads that when you were bankrupt, et cetera, it hung on to your credit for 7 years, and you were essentially a bit credit handicapped for a while. The new programs have whittled that down. We, for a long time, were looking at about 4 years on a foreclosure or a deed in lieu of foreclosure, even a short sale. Some of the new Fed guidelines that just came out this past week actually will reduce that to 2 years. And so the financial impact, I mean, let's be honest, there are a lot of Americans going through it.
Yep.
And so the feds are releasing some of those requirements and some of those damages because we have to deal with the reality that a lot of folks are doing it. So now we're looking at probably 2 years to be affected on your credit. And, again, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, just this past week came out with a new program that if you close on a short sale, they have a program available with some Fannie Mae guidelines and backing of funds that will allow a short sale seller to get back in the home within 6 months.
Uh-huh.
That is really encouraging.
It really is, because the reality is that when short sales first came to the marketplace and became a reality, they were testing everyone's patience. Uh-huh. Everyone involved in the process was totally at the mercy of the lender involved in the process. And so I think it also begs the question, because I have another one here, and let me hold off on my answer. Hi, Ray, do your guests have any thoughts on whether a short sale is a good investment, from Randy? My short answer is, from a broker's standpoint, is that unfortunately a number of short sales are also with properties that are distressed. And so the condition of the property is critical. You shouldn't be seen as just a way of buying something at a reduced price, because there are a lot of corollary issues associated with it. Paige, is that
correct?
Your
yes.
view?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would just say, too, I liked what Steve said, too, about the HAFA program and the 7-day window, because mm-hmm. I think that so many people getting involved in short sales, wanting to purchase short sale properties, are having to hold on the line for months and months because a lender isn't getting back with them, or there's no indication if it's ever going to actually happen.
Right.
And they get the approval. So this HAFA program is really nice, too.
It's eliminating that real challenging situation. I know a lot of brokers in the past refused to do short sales because they said, I don't need this headache in my mm-hmm. in my life. It's unfortunate that people have to go through it, but now this HAFA program is going to change that, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is, and the education level is way up, too. Fidelity National is sponsoring a realtor certification class in August, mm-hmm. First week in August. It's called the Certified Distressed Property Expert. to really inform brokers on how to manage their clients through the
can
process.
Can I get in that program?
Absolutely, you can. We'll open the door for you.
Even for me, right?
Even for you, right? But it will really provide that basis of information, forms, processes, etc., which is so vitally important for the broker to do a good job for the client now. I just think it's going to bring more and more distressed, if you will, homeowners to the table, let them deal with the reality. The impacts against their credit, etc., are going to be mitigated now. And it's going to start, if you will, just flowing the whole distressed property complex through the real estate industry. I do think that there are some real good opportunities for investors, mm-hmm. whether they're buying short sales, they're buying, met with some clients today that or this weekend that are going to make some redemption offers on properties. And let's be honest, lenders still don't want to be homeowners.
Yeah.
They just want to help with financing. So there are certainly opportunities for investors. We invite you to call Fidelity or email us at santafe@fnf.com, which is our confidential question and answer line. And we always see a couple of responses after the show,
mm-hmm.
People calling in and asking for more information on how to take advantage of the opportunities that are available in still, frankly, a pretty tough economic time.
So, Randy, thank you for your question. Yes, it could be a good investment, but you need a specialist on your side to really explore it carefully for you. Guys, we have about a minute left here, so in a minute, Paige Moffitt, I'll give you 30 seconds to say whatever you want to say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Ray, to be here. It's so nice to be with such competent people. And
you're talking about Gino Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely, Gino. Gino with a smile. You know, Santa Fe Realty Partners has such an amazing group of people. We really enjoy working with a lot of people at Fidelity.
That's great to have you on the show. We want to have you back again. Steve Reeman, you got a couple of seconds. Go ahead.
All I can say is be encouraged and get off the sofa and start looking because the market's good. Pricing has gotten better. Opportunities are really out there, and we just want to encourage folks to move forward with their lives.
Right.
The scared stiff years are over.
Yep.
Let's move over and make the best that we can for our families and take advantage of the opportunities that are out there.
Excellent counsel. I want to thank Steve Reman and Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company for bringing some excellent commentary to the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a terrific program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900, and please don't forget to help those who are less fortunate than us, wherever they may be. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.